Welcome to Trito Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We have a strong heritage of cooking here in Chesapeake Bay Country, and I'd like nothing more than seeing a new cookbook come along that brings all of our traditions and all of our locally grown food into one great volume. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, that's exactly what our guest today has done. Let's welcome back our good friend, Carrie Dunnington, and her new cookbook, This Book Cooks. It's really an update, right?
It is, indeed.
And the first one with its periwinkle cover. I'll never forget that.
Right.
A great cookbook. And you really, really captured a lot of what goes on in this region.
Absolutely, Al and Jerry.
And you're a big proponent of buying local food year-round as much as you can.
I follow the food seasons as closely as possible.
That's awesome. I mean, we've got, so definitely in the market now, cauliflower. So what would we be doing with that in the book?
We have the cheddar and cauliflower fritters is one of the recipes.
Can't make enough of them. Oh, my goodness. A lot of people actually think they're made with crab.
Oh, really?
They do.
Huh. That's interesting. I can understand that, though.
I can. It does take on that kind of texture.
Uh-huh.
If we have carrots, celery, onions, and assorted parsley, you recommend the Italian wedding soup.
Oh, my gosh. That's a wonderful soup. What I love about that is at the end, you add an egg and Parmesan mixture.
Right.
Put it across the top.
It's perfect.
It's so great.
It's still a little hot out. Cucumbers and cold cucumber bisque.
Love that recipe when cucumbers are in season. And I love the method of cooking it, Al and Jerry. You actually cook the cucumbers. You braise
really?
Them.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
And even though it is hot, mm-hmm. it does change the flavor. And it's
yeah.
just a really vibrant cucumber taste.
Now, we're going to see a lot of green chilies, corn, and onions in the market. And you have a recipe for chili rellenos casserole. How does that work?
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's got, it's a ground beef mixture that's got
oh, okay.
a lot of vegetables. And then it's topped with a cornbread topping.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to use corn, I say corn right off the cob.
Absolutely.
Of course. That's the way to go.
De-cob, listeners.
How about the savory cabbage and red cabbage, this zesty coleslaw with peanuts?
Well, that's got a lot going on because it's got the crunchy peanuts
sure.
and the crunchy cabbage, but two completely different textures.
Right, right.
And we have so many different types of cabbage on sale now. It's really, really great to experiment. And yours calls for Savoy, I think, is one of them.
It does.
Good chance
yes.
to become familiar with that. Now, here's something that caught my eye, and I cannot wait to try it. It's a summertime tomato pie. How's that?
Oh, my gosh. Right now and or during the whole entire tomato season, I must make that at least once a week.
Really? Oh.
It was fashioned after the original tomato pie and that was introduced in the West, California, in the 1930s. So it's the pie crust that's topped with just a lot of sliced fresh tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
No tomato sauce here, like
oh, really?
The traditional pizza, correct?
Uh-huh.
And there's a mixture of mayonnaise and cheese and basil that gets poured over the tomatoes, and then it gets baked.
This is
perfect. That's kind of like a big tomato quiche.
It is in a way.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah,
it
very
is.
Similar.
Good.
It is. No eggs.
Right, right.
Well, listen, Carrie, we're going to put all of this on the website with a couple of your recipes. This book, Cooks, it's available on Amazon.com. I think you should go out and get it. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.